This is Raju Nepal. I'm Dela Prasad with the news. The headlines first. Communications Minister Gokul Prasad Banskota resigns amid allegations of being involved in a corruption case. Public Account Committee directs government to revoke the process of purchasing the security printing press. Mahashivratri festival being celebrated today. Nepal Army celebrating the Army Day today. And Turkey's and Russian forces fight head-on in Syria's Idlib province. Now the news in detail. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Banskota has resigned from his post. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota informed the House of Representatives meeting about his resignation. The Speaker shared this information after the main opposition party Nepali Congress demanded in the House meeting that the Communications and Information Technology Minister be immediately sacked as an audio tape was made public in which he was asking for a commission in the security press purchase process. The Speaker informed the meeting that Banskota resigned and urged the opposition legislators to allow the House to carry on its business. However, the Nepali Congress lawmakers continued their protest. The House of Representatives will next meet at 1 p.m. on February 25. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Yuvraj Khatiwara has been allotted the responsibility of Communication Ministry and Physical Transport and Infrastructure Minister Basanta Kumar Nembang has been allotted the responsibility of Urban Development Ministry. The Public Account Committee of the House has directed the government to halt the process regarding the purchase of a security press system. The committee directed the government to halt the process after the members of the committee sought for the investigation in the case of purchasing security press following a discussion with Secretary at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology and Security Press Center officials. Mahashivratri festival is being observed today with great fervor in the honor of Lord Shiva. The festival falls on the Phagun Krishna Chaturdasi as per the lunar calendar. Nepal Calendar Determination Committee Chairperson Professor Dr. Ramchandra Gautam has said this year the Trayodasi Tithi lasts until Friday 5:40 p.m. The devotees wake up early and take a ritual bath and visit the temple of Shiva on this day and worship the Shiva with milk, wood apples, leaves and dhatura. It is also believed that the Lord Shiva was born on this day. The festival is observed as the national festival. On this day, one of the holiest shrines of for the Hindus, Pashupatinath Temple at Kaushala, Kathmandu draws an overwhelming number of devotees. Meanwhile, Nepal Army is celebrating Army Day today across the country amid various programs. President Bidya Devi Bhandari is scheduled to attend the special ceremony at Nepal Army Pavilion Tadikhel today, organized on the occasion of Mahashivratri Festival. Home Secretary Maheshwar Neopane has directed the chiefs of security bodies under the Home Ministry to make law and order situation in the country smooth. Addressing the chiefs of all the seven state police offices by video conference yesterday from the command center of the police headquarters, Home Secretary Neopane asked them to ensure robust security to the people by making peace and security of all seven states efficient. The Home Secretary urged the police organization to remain active to control terrorism, violent activities and crime, saying behavior of police persons towards citizens and their reaction would present the image of the government. Similarly, Inspector General of Police Thakur Prasad Gyamali said the police institution was committed to execute policy, action plan and directions received from Government of Nepal and the Home Ministry. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai has said the country's Seoul International Airport is turning techno-friendly. Inaugurating the robot in the Trivuan International Airport yesterday, Minister Bhattrai said the robot would help provide comfort to the passengers. Saying the immigration system of the international airport has been improved, Minister Bhattrai informed that other airports in the country would also be upgraded gradually. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai yesterday also raised Karipati to take stock of the situation of China returning students in quarantine. Minister Bhattrai talked to the students about their situation, the facilities and their needs through the control room of the Joint Security Command outside the quarantine. He also inquired with the medical team at the quarantine about the situation of occupants inside the camp. He said the rescued Nepalese expressed satisfaction over the management made for them at the quarantine. Nepal does not have any case of coronavirus and there was not need to fear about it in the country. The Swiss embassy in Kathmandu has clarified that the embassy is neither aware nor involved in any of the dealings regarding the security press purchase case. Issuing a statement yesterday, the embassy said the person stated in the news piece published in the My Republica had no connection with the embassy and the person was not local agent of the Swiss company. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Visiting members of the U.S. House of Representatives Joyce Holding and Amy Vera jointly called on Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Kathiwada in Kathmandu yesterday. During the meeting, Finance Minister Kathiwada thanked the U.S. for its continued support in Nepal's sectors like education, health and agriculture, affirming that there was no doubt about Nepal needing grants under the U.S. Millennium Challenge Corporation. He assured that MCC would get passed from the Federal Parliament of Nepal, informing of Nepal's development priorities, economic situation and efforts on the way to create environment conducive for investment. He said Nepal had been an appropriate destination for investment. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Turkish forces and Syrian rebels have fought government troops in northwest Syria and a Russian warplane struck back in a sharp escalation of an intense battle over the last rebel bastions. The Turkish Defense Ministry said two of its soldiers were killed and five were wounded in Syrian government airstrikes in Idlib, bringing Turkish military fatalities to 15 this month in the Idlib region. It said more than 50 Syrian soldiers had been killed in retaliation. Earlier, talks between Moscow and Ankara, who backed different sides in Syria's 9-year war, had failed to reach a compromise to ease the situation and head off a direct confrontation between them in Aleppo and Idlib provinces. Syrian troops backed by Russian forces have been battling since December to eradicate the last rebel strongholds in the region in a war that has killed an estimated 400,000 Syrians and left much of the country in ruins. China's Hubei province reported a slight uptick in new cases of coronavirus on Friday, reversing 3 days of declines, although the numbers still confirmed a downward trend which the World Health Organization, WHO, has called encouraging. The province at the center of the global health emergency said it had counted 411 new cases as of February 20, up from 349 a day earlier, but still the lowest since January 26. The death toll in Hubei rose by 115 to 2,134, mostly in the provincial capital of Wuhan, a city of 11 million, which remains under virtual lockdown. Chinese officials say the declining rate of new infection shows they are succeeding in keeping their virus contained to Hubei, with severe restrictions on travel and movement imposed at great cost to the world's second biggest economy. Speaking in Geneva on Wednesday, World Health Organization Director General Tedros acknowledged the apparent slowdown in Chinese infections, but warned the flu-like virus could still spread rapidly in China and beyond. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be mostly cloudy throughout the country. Brief rain, thundershowers is likely to occur at many places of the western region and at many places of the eastern and central hilly regions. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 20.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 9.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Communications Minister Gokul Prasad Banskota resigns amid allegations of being involved in a corruption case. Public Account Committee directs government to revoke the process of purchasing the security printing press. Mahashivaratri festival being celebrated today. Nepal Army celebrating the Army Day today. And Turkish and Russian forces fight head-on in Syria's Idlib province. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.